This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Good afternoon, Malcolm Campbell.
Hi. Sorry, we've lost all my content.
We've lost all your stuff. Well, I should ask you, give us the latest in sport in 30 seconds.
No, I do homework and it was here. And then you went to the inbox to see if there was any traffic and it kind of
It disappeared.
Went. Is there any traffic whilst I'm looking for it?
It wasn't done deliberately. Hey, what are you doing over Christmas? This is your last session with us for a while.
What I'm doing is I'm spending the first week in Melbourne and I'm doing some local things because I have all these vouchers from my 50th, which was like 3 years ago, and I've got to use them. And they're midweek vouchers, so you can't use them on the weekends. And the only week you've got is between Christmas and New Year.
I agree.
I've got all these things down the peninsula. Yeah, massages at Hot Springs. Hot Springs, yeah. And at Jackalope Restaurant, which is this fancy restaurant, and something up at the Yarra Valley, all this stuff.
We're going to be busy.
I've got to use it, yeah.
I went to the Springs, and it was the middle of winter, and it was probably the coldest day ever, and we were there. It was so cold running around from spa to spa that I think it's better to go in the warmer months, to be honest.
Well, I will be going in the warmer months. It's interesting, though.
This is so funny. Malcolm is frantically.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to use one hand. I went there on my first Bucks weekend in 2006. That marriage didn't last.
Are you ready now, Malcolm?
Yeah,
you've got everything sorted.
Yeah, well, the internet's fixed.
It's all fixed.
It is.
Let's start with sport. What's happening in the cricket?
The cricket. Well, if you've been in a hole.
Which I have.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known that that Australia was playing Pakistan in cricket in Perth. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, okay. They had a test. A test's a five-day match and they get two innings as each. And Australia came out on top.
Oh, good.
We beat Pakistan by 300-something runs and there was some good scores from David Warner. He got a century. Do you know what a century is?
100.
Oh, well done. Oh, I wasn't sure if you knew that. I got it here, and here's the scoreboard. So, yeah, he got...
I just don't know anything about sport.
He got 164 in the first innings. Pakistan... So, in the first innings, we got 487. Mm-hmm. Pakistan then got 271. We then batted again and got 233, and then we got them all out for 83. So, we ended up winning by, you know, a good 360 runs.
Is one direction, is that like one run, or do you have to run up and back?
No, one.
One, okay. One,
and up and back is two.
Right, okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else on cricket?
No, not at this point.
Cricket, the season of cricket reminds me, my brother and my father were really into cricket and I dreaded it because it would be on the telly.
My father sits there and watches it all the time. I could come in, have a look for half an hour and then walk out. Also coming up is the famous Boxing Day test in Melbourne and Australia's playing Pakistan.
Oh, yes.
That's the next match.
Do you go to that?
I sometimes do, but not for... Not on Boxing Day because it's the busiest day. I never go on the first day. I might go on a second or third day or even the fourth day.
What is it about it? Because I know a lot of people who go to that who don't follow cricket.
It's tradition. You just go there and you're part
and
of it.
You sit there bored for a day.
Yeah, well, there's bars and restaurants too.
You know? Okay. Well, I'll come with you and go to those.
All right. Come in.
I'm excited about the next sport though.
Which is it?
Skiing.
Oh, yes. Do you know who Jacara Anthony is?
No.
You're a skier.
Yes,
you should
I do.
Know. Tell me, who is she?
She's a skier.
Right.
And she's a very good skier.
And what
she's in the World Cup.
Yes. What did she also do?
I don't know what else she did.
She won Olympic gold at the last Winter
Olympics. Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
You do remember.
I do remember that. Yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
Well, she's just won three in a row and it's her fourth World Cup win of the season. So she's probably going to win the whole season. She was just in France for this one. So Jacara Anthony, she's from Geelong, and she does the moguls. You know the moguls?
Yeah, they're the best. That's what I do. They're the that's fun. That's the best part. And they're the best to watch on TV.
Yes.
Because their knees are like jackhammers. Have you seen them?
Oh, I hate it. They must have really bad
knees.
Up and
down. Bang,
bang, bang, I couldn't bang. Do it. I couldn't do it. All right. So that's Jacara Anthony from Melbourne, at Geelong, our own Victorian skiing.
Go Jacara.
Olympic champion and World Cup champion. Mm-hmm. All right, next.
So when's the Winter Olympics?
I think they're in 2026. Ooh. And I think they're in Milan and Cortina in...
Cortina, great resort.
Italy, yes.
Fabulous. Let's move on to NBL.
NBL. All right. Now I've got to go to a different screen because I had to do all this, get it all sorted. NBL.
Where is Just it? Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, God. What's
for a moment.
It? Oh, it died again. Oh, blast.
You haven't got it?
Yeah. No, I'll get it again. It's just... funny thing. All right, I've got the results. That's mm-hmm. what we want. We want the results. So in the most recent round, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix lost to Melbourne United in the hometown derby, 106-78. Cairns Taipans lost to the New Zealand Breakers 111-82.
That's a shame because, you know, Cairns is inundated with water.
Oh, it's so underwater. Oh, it's I've been seeing the footage. It's amazing.
There's people stuck on a roof of a hospital clinic in the remote Queenslander, so it's really sad.
Yeah, that's right. And the rain, it just stopped over there. It didn't move, and so the rain just kept coming down because the weather system didn't move.
Mm.
And then, so who knows how their game, their stadium will be. And then there's the Perth Wildcats beat my Tassie Jack Jumpers, Hobart Tassie Jack Jumpers by 1.89-88. And Southeast Melbourne Phoenix lost to the Illawarra Hawks, 100-72. And there we go. All right.
Fabulous. Let's move on to A-League.
Yeah, I've got that.
For those who don't know what A-League is, what is it?
It's men's football, as we call it.
Soccer.
Yes, we call it that. So, in those ones, where are the results? God, we're having fun today, aren't we? Western United, they're here in Melbourne, beat Brisbane Roar 2-1. Western Sydney Wanderers beat Adelaide United 1-0. Newcastle and Perth drew 2-2. Melbourne Victory beat Sydney 3-0. And Three Love, 3-0. And then Melbourne City and Central Coast Mariners had an exciting 3-3 draw. And then there's a match today between MacArthur, which is in Western Sydney, against Wellington Phoenix.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, there's more?
We've got women's A-League.
Oh.
I've just got to find it again.
Whilst you're looking for that, you're going to go and have all this pampering done. When you come back in January, what will you look like?
The same. I'll look the same.
I hope you don't have a reaction.
Oh, no. The oils are fine. Now, I'm just trying to find these results. Oh, my God. What... women's A-League results. Mm-hmm. I've got Central Coast Mariners were 1-1 draw with Melbourne City. Melbourne Victory 2-0 over Canberra United. Adelaide United 2-1 over Wellington. Newcastle Jets 4-2 over Melbourne's Western United. A 1-1 draw for Western Sydney and Brisbane Roar. And then a 0-0 draw for Perth and Sydney.
So fantastic.
There you go. Sorry about the internet tonight, listeners. And I'm not on holiday yet until the end of the week. And you too.
Me too, 2 weeks.
And we'll have a couple of weeks and then we'll come back on the 8th of January. In readiness for the Australian Open.
Love it. Thanks, Malcolm. Catch you. Have a great Christmas.
You too. See you next year.
Catch you on the 8th of January.
Thanks, bye.
See you, Malcolm.
All right.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.